The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio with Frank and Al and Debbie on AM 970, The Answer, flagship station for Salem Media, and proud to be. So much going on. I see the phone calls. We got a great morning planned for you. Mike Gallagher is coming up at 10:05, but we want to address right now everything that's going on in China, and the foremost expert in everything China is Gordon Chang, my friend, kind enough to join us this morning. Gordon, thanks so much for taking the time. I know you've been on every show out there, yet you take time to come on the Piscopo Show, and we appreciate that very much, Mr. Chang.
Oh, Mr. Piscopo, thank you so much. I appreciate it very much.
Well, you know, first of all, let me thank you, Gordon Chang, and your lovely wife, and I see you around, and we have some fun and laughs, but I have to tell you, thank you for enlightening us, because I had no idea. This was when I first went on the radio, and then I saw you write the foreword to that book, you know, Crouching Tiger, and you introduced us to Peter Navarro, and you told us all of the dangers of the communist China. Thank you for that, because you've been like a professor to us, Gordon, really, and we appreciate it, man, because, I mean, how much, and let me start here, if I may, Gordon, how much can we trust, information-wise, what's coming out of China? Is indeed this coronavirus subsiding in China at all?
Well, I think it's subsiding, Joe, as the government and the Communist Party say, but we can start to see a second wave of infections. These are official reported new cases are soaring. There were 78 yesterday. That's far up from the low single digits of just a few days ago. But the real numbers, I know, are much worse, because we're seeing indications that a lot of cases, especially asymptomatic ones, are not being reported. China, because they forced the country back to work quickly, faster than they should, is going a second wave of infections from all that we can tell right now.
And this was scary from the New York Times today, Gordon Chang. Officials in Wuhan, China, where the outbreak started, said today that public transportation would resume within 24 hours and that residents would be allowed to leave the city beginning April 8th as infections appeared to be dwindling, from the New York Times. We shouldn't trust this, should we, Gordon?
Well, I'm sure that's what the Wuhan authorities said. But yeah, that's really a problem, because Wuhan was the epicenter. We know that they are unlocking Hubei province tomorrow. And then they're going to unlock Wuhan on April 8th. This is going to be a problem for not only China, but for the rest of the world, because, you know, the Chinese are going to start to travel again. Countries are going to open up their borders to arrivals from China. And we are going to get, you know, despite all of our problems, it's going to get worse, because we're going to have more cases imported from China. Three Chinese airlines says that they're going to start operations, flights to San Francisco at the end of this month. I hope the U.S. does not permit that.
Yeah, what are your feelings? I know President Trump listens to you, Gordon Chang. I mean, and I know you would advise against it. Do you think the president, thank God he shut down when he did shut down. Am I right, Gordon?
Oh, absolutely. The reason why the U.S. is not Italy or worse is because on January 31st, President Trump, taking a lot of heat from Beijing and from local critics, closed down travel to China. He put out the travel restrictions, quarantines, advisories, all the rest of it. That was really good. I mean, that was what gave us the time that we had to defend ourselves.
Gordon, I know you're such a matter-of-fact, down-to-earth, decent gentleman. So forgive me, but because people always say, Joe, you're getting conspiratorial. Was this indeed because of the biological lab that is in Wuhan, right down the road, 20 miles away from that wet market? Was this intentionally released? And I know what I'm saying, and Gordon, I know who I'm talking to. You're the utmost expert in everything Asia, so forgive me. But I have to ask. It was so coincidental. This president goes up against China. They finally buckle. China buckles for the first time. We've talked to you many times about this. And the president's going up against... All of a sudden, this virus is released. Gordon, I'm suspect. But correct me if I'm wrong. Am I being a little neurotic, getting neurotic in a Jersey sense there, Gordon Chang?
Well, the answer from this Jersey boy is no, Joe. We don't know. We do not know where this virus came from. There's science that's going both ways. I know a lot of people in the U.S. say fashionably it is conspiratorial to say it came from the lab, but we do not know. There are a lot of people who say, well, it didn't come from the lab, but they've not gone to the lab. And so it's just common sense
that
we've got to keep everything open. And we've got to remember one other thing, Joe, and that is Beijing has done its best to prevent foreign virologists from going to that lab. So if they've got something to hide, I don't know what it is. I can't say it comes from the lab. I can't say anything about this, but we've got to say, what is Beijing hiding?
Exactly. And Gordon, what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? People, we're going to get on top of this. We're going to beat this. It's going to go on. And then Wuhan, again, is going to open up, like you said, with the plane, the flights going in and out. And we're going to forget about it. Gordon, I had to ask you about this. The antibiotics being made over there. How did we get into this position, Gordon Chang?
Well, unfortunately, we allowed global elites to say we don't really care about America. We'll just sort of manufacture where it's cheapest. And a series of presidents, both Republicans and Democrats, allowed this to occur on their watch. Globalization now has downsides. We've known about it a long time, but no one's really listened to us. And it took president that we now have to talk about sovereignty and America first. And we've now got to manufacture critical items inside our borders. We cannot trust anyplace else. As Peter Navarro says, even our good friend Australia denied us some antibiotics in about 10 years ago. So we've got to manufacture inside our borders, Joe.
Yeah, and shouldn't China, Gordon Chang, be forced to reimburse us for some of the damage they've caused to our economy, sir?
Well, you know, they should. Traditionally, countries have not done that for outbreaks of disease. But we should punish China in other ways, because right now China is acting inhumanely, and they are acting in ways which are really dangerous for the international community and for the United States. We need to cut China off. You know, I'd like, of course, to see reparations, but that's certainly not going to happen. But we can make sure that communism does not survive in China, because that's the real disease.
Yes.
Yeah, it's coronavirus, but it's communism.
And you've said that from day one, Gordon. And how about the propaganda, too? All of a sudden, they turn it around and they say the military put the virus in Wuhan when the military was over there. And then when President Trump says, oh, this is a Chinese virus, and everybody thinks, for goodness sake, the president is racist. And Gordon, I mean, regarding your heritage, you did not find that offensive, correct?
Yeah, I did not find it racist. I did not find it offensive. I am very glad that the president, the vice president, and the secretary of state made it clear that this virus was from China. They were defending the United States. And, you know, I know there are a lot of people in this country who don't like our president. Okay, but we've only got one president right now. We've got a common enemy, that is China. China is attacking us viciously. We need our president to defend us, and we need domestic critics to go quiet for a little while so we can protect our republic, because these attacks on the United States are existential. Mm. Our republic is at risk. We might not have a United States. We've got an economy at a standstill. We've got a lot of domestic critics, and we got China hammering the crap out of us.
And you know what? Give me your thoughts, Gordon Chang, your brilliant thoughts on President Xi. What is he thinking? He sees an opportunity here, doesn't he?
Well, he sees an opportunity to blame the United States, to find a foreign enemy. He sees an opportunity while our economy is in standstill to sort of expand China's influence, to create a new narrative, because there is a lot of anti-Americanism in the world. And a lot of people right now follow what China say because of China's money. So this is a dangerous time for us. We Americans don't understand that. And so we have got to get together to protect our country.
And how smart China is. And I want to ask, Gordon Chang on with Joe on the radio, kind enough to join us. Gordon is being pulled in every which way. Everybody wants to talk with Gordon Chang. He's kind enough to join us this morning. And then China now is sending masks and sending ventilators to Italy, and they're trying to look like the hero. I mean, you're not buying any of that, are you, Gordon?
No, you know, a lot of those masks and stuff, Italy has actually bought. They're not donations.
Whoa.
You know, China has made some donations, but it's trying to buy public relations. But we know that campaign is malicious because, as you point out, on March 12th, Beijing's foreign ministry spokesman said that Patient Zero was in America and that the U.S. Army brought the coronavirus to Wuhan. He didn't say germ warfare, but he was intimating germ warfare. China is justifying retaliation against us. This is extremely dangerous, Joe.
Gordon Chang with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Gordon, before we let you go, we see that Singapore, Taiwan, and Hong Kong, South Korea, they did a pretty good job tackling this disease without closing schools or businesses. Is it because, they're much, much smaller than certainly the United States of America? Is that how they were able to do it?
They were able to do it because they're smaller. They were able to do it, especially in Taiwan, because they went through SARS in 2009.
Right.
I'm sorry, 2002, 2003, and they've gone through other diseases. So they have been able, and also they had some common sense precautions that China didn't take. But they also are seeing a second wave. They're a much smaller second wave, but they've got to be concerned, and they can't let up the vigilance.
And what's going on with North Korea, Gordon, please, with Kim Jong-un? North Korea missile was launched, is that right?
That's right. They've launched all sorts of small stuff. They think they can take advantage of the situation while we're not paying attention. And although they say they got no coronavirus infections, I'm sure they've got a ton of them.
Yeah. Gordon Chang, thank you so much. I know how busy you are. You got to just Google Gordon Chang for everything about China. And Gordon, again, before we let you go, sir, if I may. So how does President Trump deal with China now? Do we just keep everything pretty much closed off at least until summer, let's say? Is there a plan that you would put in place, Gordon Chang?
Yeah, unfortunately, we got to stay on lockdown. This is a really transmissible disease. I mean, it's highly transmissible. And we got to just cut China off because there's only thing that's going to come from China, bad propaganda and more disease.
There it is. Gordon Chang, we love you and appreciate your help and love to your wife. And Gordon, thank you for taking the time this morning. With respect and great appreciation, my friend.
Thank you so much, Joe.
And Gordon Chang right there, columnist, pundit, author, Asia expert, and all-around great guy. Yes, and a Jersey boy. There's something to think about. And you heard it right here on the show that now there is an uptick in the diseases coming out of Wuhan. And yet, you know, the New York Times is saying, oh, we're going to open up, you know, transportation in and out of Wuhan April 8th. I trust the president and he is aware of this. And don't forget, remember I told you once, and I asked Gordon, what is his relationship like with President Trump? President Trump had Gordon Chang and his wife in the Oval Office and they chatted. So that puts me at ease knowing that the president is reaching out to the brilliant mind of a Gordon Chang. Let me go to Tom real quick. I'm trying to get to the phone calls while we can. Tom calling from Staten Island. Before we go to break, Tom, got a couple seconds. What's on your mind, my friend?
Okay, what's on my mind is what President Trump should do is Nancy Pelosi did that 1,100-page, 1,400-page thing.
Yeah.
He should rip it up when he goes up. Either him or Mike Pence should just take it and rip it up. Have a great one.
Tom, Staten Island common sense right there. It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're going to go to Debbie right now. That's a great idea. Here's what I think about it. Rip, rip.
Yep.
Hey, Nancy Pelosi. Just got to rip
it. Hey, Nancy.
There it is. understand.
Oh, I love it.
You got to love. You know what? That's what we love you for listening. You got the best common sense of all. Debbie Duhame's looking out for you on the roads. Carol Alt is going to join us. Debbie's with us right now. All these beautiful women. Oh, my gosh. Help me.
You're surrounded. We love you, Joe, and you know
Love you back, Deb.
Joe, let's take it out to the Northern State eastbound at Roslyn Road. It's an unauthorized tractor trailer out there. Not supposed to be there. Now, we're seeing... Careful here. North of the city, 9D is closed in Cold Spring. That's an accident with down wires and a down pole. Also, icing reported as you head out toward Mount Kisco. So watch for slowdowns on the Sawmill getting down toward Main Street and Mount Kisco. Sprain south of 100C, that's a disabled vehicle. 9 northbound at Taylor's Mill Road in Manalapan. Looks like a broken water main there to deal with. Garden State Parkway South exit 77, a crash. Exiting volume, Garden State Parkway at 116 for the PNC Bank Arts Center with that testing site for coronavirus. Also, Paramus Road getting into Bergen Community College. Volume there as well with that corona testing site there. Sun today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Debbie. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, it's time to say happy 20th birthday to Trinitas Regional Medical Center. Let me talk to you about Jersey. I'm telling you, it's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together and formed Trinitas. And since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, cardiology, renal, maternity, behavior health, and more. We were just there a few weeks ago. We broadcast from there. Oh, they have got everything under one roof. They could take care of everything for you. In fact, Trinitas has also grown to offer care in every single county in New Jersey, all 21 counties. Trinitas's palliative care program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold level certification. And you've heard me talk about Trinitas Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine. You know they have a 95% heal rate for problem wounds. This amazing medical center just gets better and better. We love Doug and Gary and Vic and our dear friends, everybody over at Trinitas. They are family. And to find out more about this great, incredible medical center, please visit TrinitasRMC.org. That's TrinitasRMC.org.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal. No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger. No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Dan Proft says we need to listen to the experts.
Science is innovating as quick as possible to respond to the crisis. Let's rely on the experts to tell us what we should understand and also to level with us about what we don't know and we're trying to figure out, because we're all adults and we can handle the information, even incomplete, because, you know, we have to make decisions without perfect information. That's just life.
The Dan Proft Show. Weeknights at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Computer systems in cars are the new normal, from electronically controlled transmissions to touchscreen displays to dozens of sensors. But all this advanced tech is expensive to fix if and when it breaks. That's why you need CarShield. CarShield has affordable protection plans that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including computers, GPS, electronics, and more. Monthly plans are flexible with rates as low as $99 a month. You pick your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work, and CarShield takes care of the rest. They also offer 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. Drive with confidence, knowing you've got coverage from America's number one auto protection provider. With monthly payment plans as low as $99 a month, you have nothing to lose. Call 800-CAR-6000 and mention the code Gallagher, or visit carshield.com and use the code Gallagher to save 10%. That's carshield.com, promo code Gallagher. A deductible may apply.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
All right, you got 5 minutes. It's 8:24. I'll give you the 8:30. I'll give you an extra minute there if you call 855-621-9949. That's Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and free filter. If you call 855-621-9949, all European models are excluded. We love Route 22 Toyota. Angelica is there. Chris, Johnny, Iggy is there. They care about you. These, you don't deal with dummies when you go to Route 22 Toyota. They deal with you straight. You know, Alex Kinsella, the general manager, he comes up with this whole concept. Joe, I want to give your caller, I want to give the people who call in, first five callers, next 5 minutes, we'll give them a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. I said, you could do that? He goes, absolutely. This was years ago when I was in the largest indoor automobile showroom in the state of New Jersey, which is brand spanking new. They redid the whole thing, a brand new customer lounge as well. And I'm sitting there with Alex and Iggy, and he's going, no, this is what we want to do. I said, you'll have people, you get free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. You can handle that. Joe, bring them in. So I'm telling you, this is your opportunity to get the Route 22 Toyota, our friends, the family at Route 22 Toyota. You won't have to deal with dummies. First five callers, next 5 minutes. It's 855-621-9949. Get a free multi-point inspection, which is so vital to the safety of your car. You know that. And you're never going to change your filter and your oil. You know you won't. You get free oil change, free filter, free multi-point inspection for Route 22. To Toyota. If you call 855-621-9949, first five callers right up to 8:30. Route 22 Toyota. We love the family. That is Route 22 Toyota. They're right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Always great to have, bring my dear friend Carol all to the airwaves. One of the brightest gals I've ever met in my life. Carol, thanks so much for joining us. Great going back and forth. How are you doing during this whole lockdown thing, Carol?
Joe, I have to say, I'm really positive. I'm posting videos on Model Carol Alt on Twitter and Instagram that are silver lining videos, looking for the good in all of this, trying to keep people, all my friends are calling me, trying to keep their spirits up. And I don't know, I'm worried I'm going to start liking this because I could sleep late in the morning and I'm playing with my cats all day long. And no, I mean, I realize the seriousness of this. Of course, you know, I'm a health expert and on health and nutrition. I wrote books on this, warning people to build their immune systems by eating properly. This is exactly the things that I was worried about.
You know,
how are you holding up?
Yeah, Carol, I'm exactly like that. And I was so nice to hear from you when you sent your messages over and I saw that. You made me laugh, Carol did. She goes, things you could do to be creative. So she put the mask on. You put the you had the the mask with the lipstick on outside the mask. Oh, gosh.
I'm an entrepreneur. I have to pay my bills, too. I'm worried about paying my bills.
I know, but you're so fun and you're so positive. Hey, so tell us, see, because you look so awesome, and I know, and your energy is just, you just have this boundless amount of energy, which I love about you. You're positive, it's all because you eat raw. Explain to us, before I ask you these other questions that we have for you this morning, Carol Alt, eating raw means just like vegetables and fruits, but I mean, everything you eat is raw, Carol?
Well, not everything, Joe. If anybody tells you they're 100% of anything, the only thing they are is 100% of a liar. I mean, nobody, I'm no angel, okay? I like popcorn at hockey games, you know. I have my things. But, you know, I aim for those. So if I want a gluten-free pasta at Rao's, I eat raw as much as I can, right up to the point where I have my gluten-free pasta at Rao's. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm very conscious of food. The great thing about raw food today is, you know, the internet. You can go online like people are doing now. You can have it shipped into your home. There's so much stuff. You hit raw food and so much stuff comes up. There's raw pickles, raw olives, because believe me, pickles on the shelf in the grocery store are not raw. They're cooked to kill bacteria and whatnot because they're not put in brine. But, you know, raw pickles are actually put in brine, which is, you know, they're fermented. So it's actually good for you, these things. So, you know, there's even this place called Rawsome Treats in New York City. They deliver raw tiramisu. I mean, what you can do with raw is mind-boggling. That's why, I mean, I wrote 3 books with over, I don't know, 200 to 300 recipes to show people that it's what you're eating anyway. It's just different versions of what you're eating. Don't get that crappy chemical-laden olive oil. Get the cold press. You know, things like that. Udo's Choice oils. You know, things like that. So trying to teach. Education is our best tool. And what it does is, besides building your immune system and keeping you healthy, it actually helps mitigate some of the issues you might already have. And on top of that, what the best part for me is, it literally anti-ages me.
You know what, hey, Carol, let me ask you about this stuff, because my family now is very interested. So Carol and I are going back and forth texting, and then I said, she came up with this incredible, I'm going to tell you something right now, that first of all, if I may, Carol, tell us, you were in Africa, everybody got malaria, you did not catch the malaria. Tell us how did you do that?
Okay, I could have exaggerated, I don't remember, it's 20 years ago now, but I was in Africa. I was shooting 12 two-hour movies. I was writing them. I was directing the children on them. I was producing it. And, you know, I was worried about going to Africa for a year. They wanted me to be on Larium. And I was worried about the side effects of Larium for a whole year in Africa.
Wow.
So I was working with Dr. Timothy Brantley, who is, in my book, a genius. And he did the Brantley Cure. And he said to me, well, you know, don't worry about that. Just take this product called Podiarco. And I was, what the heck is Podiarco? He said, Podiarco is actually a tree in Brazil. And the amazing thing about this is why we should never destroy the rainforest. This tree, nothing grows on it. No fungus, no parasites eat it, no vines grow on it. No, you know, it is...
Wow.
Pristine. And the reason it is because it has antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal effects. And I was thinking, like, well, why doesn't everybody know about this? And again, you know, it's homeopathy. So it's you know, people look at it like, oh, it's kind of witchcraft. I did it for the whole year. My mother did it when she came down. My manager did it. I believe my girlfriend did it too when she came down. And, I did not get malaria. However, I know pretty much for a fact, I was told by one of the producers that my co-star, who was every day 2 o'clock, even if he was in the middle of a sentence, in the middle of a scene, if it was 2 o'clock, well, I have to take my pills. And he got malaria. All I'm doing is going on my own personal experience and relaying my own personal story about Podiarco. Now they have Podiarco tinctures, they have Podiarco tea. So, you know, the other day I was talking to my director, producer of my series, Paper Empire, which, you know, everybody's on hold. So we're all bored and we're all calling and talking. And he said, well, you know, I'm thinking of doing that. I'm like, well, don't do this, don't do that. There's side effects like this. Why don't you just take Podiarco? And I went, oh my gosh, how did I not remember about Podiarco? I have a bottle always in my refrigerator.
Well, so what, how do you spell it, by the way, what you're saying?
Oh, yes. It's P-A-U, the apostrophe, A-R-C-O.
Yeah, well, send that over, would you? And then what's about what's this Tairachi? What is that stuff, too?
Tairachi is a product, is a Podiarco product.
Oh, it's a product. And is that the one that you suggest, Carol? And again, we're not giving you advice over the air, so please.
Exactly.
I'm just two buddies talking.
I'm just telling you what I do, what I've been doing, trying to do. So I went online and I ordered more Tyra Chi. So I called my sister. I said, listen, this was my experience. Research it yourself. I always tell people, research it and ask your doctor to make sure it doesn't interfere with any, you know, pharmaceuticals that you're taking. But that's what I'm doing. So I just wanted to share that information. If you can't get your hands on something else, this could be a nice preventative. You know, it might help you.
I thought
of you because we were texting back and forth, and I just thought, I told my director because certainly I don't want anything to happen to him. I am so honest,
but again, as you listen and you check out these things, and you know what, Carol's going to send something over and we'll send it out to you, but you have to be very careful because you said, Carol, that you have to watch it doesn't interact with whatever drugs you may be taking, whether it's
exactly.
like I have to. So you have to be careful with that. So on drug interactions. But I love this. Ultra high energy cellular energizer, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, liquid formula. Forget about it. We're going to get that information out to you. But please be careful. We're not suggesting that you take it. Check with your doctor first. Hey, Carol. So what do you, wait, before we let you go, Carol, you're an exercise, you know, kind of person like I am in the apartment,
not
girl.
Not like you, Joe. I'm nothing like you. All those biceps. You're like the Hulk. The New Jersey Hulk.
Well, thank you, Carol.
The Italian.
I'm turning red. I'm blushing on the radio. There we go.
The Hulk dude, yeah.
No, you know what? I'm staying with the push-ups. I'm staying really active at the house doing it. But what are you doing? Are you doing aerobics? Or don't you do yoga or something like that, Carol? Is that what you're doing?
I do a mixture of yoga with weights. And, you know, last year when I was shooting my movie in Portugal, I was in my hotel room. I said, listen, you know, I didn't bring weights with me. I don't really like going to gyms so much because people look at you, you know. I don't know how you do it, but for me, it's like I'm much more shy than that, although I know I don't sound it. But, you know, I know.
So you're just working out.
How I come off. I fill bottles of water, like the big bottles of water that I've handled.
Thank you.
And
that's right.
Yeah, I could fill it halfway. I could fill it all the way. I could have one in each hand. Of course, you want to keep balance because you don't want to tip to one side or the other. So you fill it to what you feel two hands could do. And I was doing squats. I was doing lunges. I was doing... Why are you laughing at me?
I love it because I'm doing the same exact thing. It's like you have to do it, and I do it. I have lifted, Carol. I have lifted like furniture in the hotel room where I get it. You're right. You have to be careful not to hurt yourself. But I've lifted like these marble tables for just to get my biceps and to work out. You got to do what you got to do.
Do hey, I have Carol. Time to tell you a really funny, quick little story?
Always.
I was in L.A. and I was going up for this movie that Sylvester Stallone was doing. And he said, you know, bring your manager, let's go for a drink. I said, okay, so I'll pick you guys up at the hotel. So I was staying at the Hilton Hotel up on the top in Universal.
Yeah.
And I was sitting in the lobby with my manager, and in walks Slide. He looked gorgeous. He had a black turtleneck on and a pair of jeans. And he comes strolling. You know how Sly walks. He
kind of
walks like a Hulk.
Oh, God, yes.
And he's strolling across the lobby, and he looks at this piano, and he leans over, and he looks at me, and he picks it up. It was a grand piano, and he picked it, you know, just a little bit. He tipped it up and looked at me and put it down, and then continued strolling at my manager, and I just burst out laughing. And she and I talk about this all the time.
That's great.
You know, I just had to share this because it's so apropos.
Oh,
you know,
I love it.
Don't lift anything too heavy, but lift something that you can repeatedly lift and keep your muscles and your brain in good tone, because this isolation could make you go crazy.
You're right, Carol. So your film in Italy, before we let you go, they postponed that because you were going to you were supposed to be there. Did they give you a start date on that? Do they have any idea when?
The film was already shot. I was just going for promotion. So you can imagine it was like no pressure. I was just going to have fun in Italy.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be in Milan. I was going to do Big Brothers and, you know, Dominica Inn, which is their like Sunday show. Dominica Inn is Sunday Inn. on the inside, you know. I had all this stuff. I wanted to, you know, visit friends. I'm texting back and forth to my managers and my agents and my friends over there to make sure everybody's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. But, yeah, then we were supposed to actually the 26th. When is it? I think the 26th is Thursday. What's today?
Yeah.
Boy, one day rolls into the other, doesn't it?
I know.
Yeah, so
wild.
I was supposed to, yeah, on in 2 days was supposed to be our opening.
Oh, my God.
Well, listen,
it's good. It's good. I love your positive attitude, Carol Ault. And you know what? As you're listening to Carol Ault, we're going to get some of the things that she is suggesting. But just be careful and just check with your doctor. But, Carol, I love your attitude. I love your spirit, girl. We love you. And listen, hopefully when this all settles down, you come in the studio and we could just hang and have some fun. But God bless you. And thanks so much for taking the time, Carol. You are the best, girl. I love you.
Together, like, you know, you need a little, I'm telling you, need a little estrogen mixed in with that testosterone you got going there in that room.
You're ready. Well, listen, you know, it's up to our boss Jerry Crowley. He loves you. You are here. You are so welcome anytime.
Thank you, sweetie.
We love you, Carol. God bless you.
Everybody stay well and yes, be careful.
Indeed. Carol Ault right there. She's the legend. She's a beautiful, beautiful girl. Keeps her so positive all the time. Hey, it's I'm sorry, Frank, did she say something about my biceps? Was that, did she happen to
say? I think she called you Hulk-like.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying, can we grab that audio and perhaps play it for a promo? Huh?
I'm sorry, we lost it. What?
20 minutes. The Hulk, 20 minutes before 9 o'clock right now with Joe on
Easy
the radio.
Easy, Hulkamaniac.
Big Al standing by with the headline news just for yous right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
40 degrees at 8:40. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mass Transit in the tri-state continues to operate. However, Long Island Railroad has closed all of its ticketing offices, including Penn Station, as well as the Jamaica and Atlantic terminals. As for MTA buses, they are now boarding at the rear door in order to better protect bus drivers, with New Jersey Transit buses implementing a similar measure where possible. Also in the Garden State, bus service remains on a regular workday schedule. New Jersey Transit has made changes to its weekday train schedules. Prudential Financial, based in Newark, donating 153,000 face masks and respirators to the state. The gift comes as some hospitals are reporting short supplies of masks and respirators. The masks had been in storage at Prudential's headquarters as part of the company's defense strategy it developed after 9/11. Discount tool retailer Harbor Freight is donating its entire supply of personal protective gear to help hospitals battle the coronavirus outbreak. Its website says there are 21 Harbor Freight stores in New Jersey. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Looks like 9D remains closed over in Cold Spring. It's all due to an accident with a down pole and wires. We're getting reports of a lot of ice north of the city. 9 southbound into Susan Lane in Cortland, an accident over there as well. Spring south at 100C, a disabled vehicle. Watch for some slowdowns on the Garden State Parkway south exit 77 with a crash over there. 9 northbound at Taylor's Mill Road in Manalapan. That's a broken water main. Now, if you're going to be taking a ride to Paramus Road, slowing down at Bergen Community College, the ongoing coronavirus testing site. So we are seeing a lot of volume heading through that area. Let's go out to the LIE eastbound. LIE eastbound, that's slowing down into Maurice Avenue. Looks like a serious accident. That's still being investigated. 6 trains suspended, 7 express suspended as well because of a lot of ridership in that area. Checking the forecast, sunny today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Glassdoor. Glassdoor only matches you with qualified job candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Find the right fit for your business. Glassdoor.
Hi, everybody. Just want to let you know about an amazing new face cream. It's the hemp face cream with fig and orange. For over 20 years, Invite Health has offered super premium quality supplements and free access to degreed healthcare professionals. Now they've combined the power of superior skincare ingredients with full spectrum hemp extract. InviteHealth.com offers a collection of premium quality products that are U.S. grown and seed to shelf certified, tracking every single milligram of hemp. Now you can order their hemp face cream at 50% off retail on your first order. Buy 2 and get free shipping. Call 1-800-789-1125. or visit invitehealth.com. Use promo code Debbie for 50% off retail on your first order of hemp face cream with fig and orange. My mom ordered it. My sister ordered it. We all love it. That's invitehealth.com. Promo code Debbie for 50% off retail. Join me. Look good. Feel great. Invite Health. For a healthier life, you are invited.
I'm PBA President Pat Lynch. Right now, police officers, healthcare workers, and so many other essential employees are heading to work. We can't stay home. Our mission comes first. We have to protect you on the front lines of a global health crisis. And we're not just battling the virus. We're still fighting crime, responding to emergencies, and keeping our city running. Yes, these are the jobs we signed up for, but we aren't the only ones who sacrifice. Our families are sacrificing along with us, and they bear the greatest burden. They support us through long hours and uncertain schedules. They share our stress and our fatigue. And if we're exposed to the virus at work, they could be exposed too. So when you think about the cops and other frontline workers who are still on the job and at risk, remember, we aren't alone. Our families are on the front lines too, and they deserve all of our respect.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion. There is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer. Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Today's Daily Salute to Yonkers trivia question is being brought to you by St. Joseph's Medical Center of Yonkers. Here for you. If you're the first correct caller, you'll win a $50 gift certificate to Chef Peter Kelly's fabulous X20 Xavier's on Hudson, now offering a special dinner for four menu for pickup between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. Remember, if you won a prize within the past 60 days, you will not, unfortunately, be eligible, okay? Here's Yonkers Mayor Mike Spano with today's trivia question.
Name the hit HBO series about Yonkers in the 1980s.
Oh, gosh. You know what? I should know that. I don't know that. Listen, you can call 877-970-2999. And if you win, you get that $50 gift certificate to Chef Peter Kelly's fabulous X20 Xavier's on the Hudson. Today's Daily Salute to Yonkers trivia question is being brought to you by St. Joseph's Medical Center of Yonkers. Here for you.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Here we go, 8:47 with Joe on the radio. Yeah, baby, we're moving. We got this. And I know we're going to get through this, too. Hey, Frankie, Five Boroughs, they postponed the Olympics in Japan, you're saying. That just happened,
That's right. The Summer Olympics have been postponed till 2021. I think this is probably the right move, Joe. I mean, what we were seeing was a lot of athletes were continuing to train in the event that they thought that the that they thought that the Olympics were going to happen. And that only makes the situation worse. So put it off a year. Where's the harm in that?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And by the way, a couple of countries, if I'm not mistaken, a couple of countries said they weren't even going to send athletes. So, I mean, at this point, you know.
Yeah, it's better safe than sorry. Like right. Gordon Chang said, that virus is coming up. 78 cases already in Wuhan. They said, oh, it went away. And I'm going like, and we're going like, really? And even you see Dr. Birx with President Trump. She's so great. She's so awesome. She goes, well, according to the stats that we get from China, this seems to be alleviating, you know, this whole all the coronavirus in the Wuhan, the town of Wuhan over there. However, She said, we don't know. We're not sure. And sure enough, Gordon reported this morning, 78 more cases came back. Are they going back to work too quickly? And do you trust anything that the Chinese say anyway? So we got to be very, very careful with that. Do we know anything, Frank, about what's going on in Washington, D.C.? Did we hear? And is that going to happen? Are they going to come up with this final chapter of the stimulus bill?
Well, they're expecting, both sides are apparently expecting to have a deal today. And the stock market is certainly expecting that, as stock futures are up today for the first time in a little while.
Oh, wow.
So we'll see what happens.
And what about, and I know we got a break. We're going to break in a second, Albert, but in New Jersey, the state's highest court says low-risk inmates who have served less than a year of the sentence must be released by county jails today. You hear about this. The ruling does not affect state prison sentences. The order was issued over the increasing concern of the spread of the coronavirus in county jails. Whether the inmates will be returned to jail after the state emergency is over will be left up to a judge. Right. They're going to let people out, and then they're going to go find out. Do they put an ankle bracelet on these folks that are being released from jail?
I don't think so. I think they're basically releasing them, saying, when it's over, you come back.
Yeah,
which means we're going to be working for more people when this is all over.
I know, but not violent criminals. This is just
no.
Low,
I think this is
level.
Stuff that low-level offenders or offenders that their sentence is going to be up in 5 months or whatever, and you know, to get them out. But still,
I know. 10 before 9 o'clock. Mike Gallagher is going to join us momentarily. Right now, Debbie's out there on the roads checking traffic for you on AM 970. The Answer.
Well, as Carol Alt called you, the New Jersey hunkadude, good morning to you, Joe. Let's see what's happening right now as you head to 9 northbound at Taylor's Mill Road in Manalapan. It's a broken water main there. Garden State Parkway South exit 77, a crash. 18 northbound at Egger Street into East Brunswick. Watch for a car fire. 23 south at Newark Pompton Turnpike into Pompton Plains. We're getting reports of an accident there as well. It's still busy on Paramus Road into Bergen Community College with that coronavirus testing site over there. Watch for icing north of the city. 9D is closed in Cold Spring. Accident with a down pole and wires. 9 southbound at Susan Lane into Cortland. Looks like an accident there as well. Again, slick conditions reported. And heading to the LIE eastbound, getting out toward Maurice Avenue. Looks like an accident there was just cleared. The 6 train suspended, 7 express suspended, and the B train suspended for the lack of ridership. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Computer systems in cars are the new normal, from electronically controlled transmissions to touchscreen displays to dozens of sensors. But all this advanced tech is expensive to fix if and when it breaks. That's why you need CarShield. CarShield has affordable protection plans that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including computers, GPS, electronics, and more. Monthly plans are flexible with rates as low as $99 a month. You pick your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work, and CarShield takes care of the rest. They also offer 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. Drive with confidence, knowing you've got coverage from America's number one auto protection provider. With monthly payment plans as low as $99 a month, you have nothing to lose. Call 800-CAR-6000 and mention the code Gallagher. Or visit carshield.com and use the code Gallagher to save 10%. That's carshield.com, promo code Gallagher. A deductible may apply.
Gold. It's soaring. Are you missing it? If you have an IRA or 401k, you probably are. Less than 1% hold physical gold. We've been told by Wall Street it's for crazy people. Really? What's crazy about an asset that beats stocks 2-1? I'm Adam Baratta, national best-selling author of the book Gold is a Better Way, owner of Advantage Gold, an Inc. 5000 member, and highest-rated gold IRA firm in the world. Gold is booming because gold is really about debt, and global debt is a pandemic. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my book for free. That's right, free. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Learn why gold will outperform pumped-up stocks from this point forward. Turn your IRA into a wealth growth machine. Just call 800-900-8000. It's time to stop being crazy. Call 800-900-8000.
Joe on the radio, you know how much I love talking about local-based family-owned business. Well, the Minerva family has been taking care of your family throughout Westchester and the Bronx for over 30 years. Based in Yonkers, Empress Ambulance Service is one of the premier providers of both emergency and non-emergency medical transport in New York State. The highly trained and skilled men and women of Empress Ambulance Service work 24 hours a day, every day of the year, to respond in a moment's notice if you have a medical emergency. Empress has numerous partners in healthcare with all the major hospital networks throughout Westchester and the Bronx. Empress also serves many correctional institutions and private care facilities as well. Your community deserves the best in time of need. Inquire about the expertise and long history of Empress Ambulance Service. Call Empress EMS at 914-965 5040. Their website is EmpressEMS.com. Remember, please always dial 911 when you need immediate assistance. And please check out EmpressEMS.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Piscopo on the radio, 854 right now. Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. And Mike joining us now live on the air. Good morning, Mike. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Joe. Man, oh, man, I'm just getting through another day, quarantined, you know, self-isolated in the Florida condo and just kind of trying to make sense of the world, listening to you every morning on the app. Aww. I got it running throughout the entire condo. I got this nice little sound system that the previous owners were kind enough to install. And it's keeping me sane because you're keeping me sane, you know?
Well, I enjoy decompressing a little bit so you don't have to be able to run around and fly around. I mean, are you enjoying the downtime a little bit, Mike?
No, I mean, the stress and the concern and the anxiety is high. I mean, I've got so many friends who've been impacted by this. You know, the Broadway community in New York has been rocked by COVID-19. There are actors and actresses, many who are very high-profile actors and actresses, some of whom have gone public, some of whom have not, who are in the hospital. I will say this, though, of people I know in New York, I mentioned this to you, I think, the other day, a 41-year-old guy. His wife has been reporting that, you know, he wound up with double pneumonia in the hospital, and suddenly, just like that, he just completely got better, and they sent him home the next day. And I thought, how did that happen so quickly? Do you know he was administered this anti-malaria cocktail that they've been talking about? Wow. He got the hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak combination.
Yep.
Joe, the morning after he was in ICU, he went home.
You know
and
what, Mike?
He says it saved his life.
We talked to Dr. Stephen Greer on the show. Frankie got Stephen Greer on the show with us.
This guy's great.
He's great, man. And he told us about this. He talked about it. He goes, you know, they have a drug for it. And I went, what? This was last week, Mike. And I'm going, it was Remdesivir and, the hydrochloroquine. So chloroquine. So apparently, and we're doing trial tests in New York today. So there is hope for all of that. That's a wild story, man.
This is where the president's smarts kick in, where he says, we're going to get rid of the red tape. We're not going to have years of clinical testing. If it works, it works, it works. The New York Post went with a story of a guy who died from it. Well, he took it in like a phosphate form. It wasn't administered by a doctor. He was trying to self-medicate with it, and he wound up dying. But they have very high hopes and a lot of optimism for it. On the other hand, the cynical side of me is disgusted with Pelosi and the Democrats. Trying to fill this bill with progressive issues, items that contain pork. I mean, solar panel or tax credits for, are you kidding me? It takes your breath away. Jim Clyburn in South Carolina said, hey, this is our opportunity to get things to fit our vision right now. They're open about it, Joe. They're talking about it. People don't know how to feed their families, and they're worried about carbon emissions for airlines.
You know what, Mike? We can't wait to listen to you. I know you're going to be fired up about this because Nancy Pelosi, she owns Chuck Schumer, man. What is with that?
Sad. That's sad.
10:05, Mike Gallagher on the air, man.
Newt Gingrich on the air at 10:30. We'll get his reaction to the whole political firestorm coming up at 10:30. So have a great one, my friend.
Okay, Mike, we love you, man. We'll be listening. 10:05, Piscopo in the morning. It's 8:57 right now. Here's what's going to happen at 9 o'clock. Mark Garber is a distinguished employment attorney. If you have questions about work, where can you get money? You're laid off. You're a business owner. You got to pay your employees. What's going on? And Mark will answer all your questions on the Pandemic 2020 special coming up in the 9 o'clock. 877-970-2999. 877-970-2999. It's Piscopo coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
40 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. State health officials say the number of COVID-19 cases in Monmouth County has risen by 80 to 238, making the county third in the state in confirmed cases. Monmouth County's own count shows a slightly lower figure at 207. Essex and Bergen counties lead Monmouth statewide. 42 new cases have been confirmed in Ocean County, bringing the county's total to 149. Lakewood leads Ocean County communities with 69 confirmed cases. Police in Suffolk County have new policies in place. A new mandate took effect on Monday to reduce the spread of coronavirus. It requires all non-emergency incidents that need to be reported to police be submitted online or over the phone. Emergency calls can still be made by calling 911. Oil prices are surging as a coronavirus relief package seems very close in Congress. West Texas Intermediate crude up more than 6%, rising $1.44 to $24.80. International benchmark Brent crude shot up more than 4%, up $1.25 to $30.54. Stock futures surging on investors' optimism. Congress will pass that $2 trillion coronavirus economic rescue package. Dow futures up nearly 5%, almost 900 points before the open. S&P 500 futures up more than 5%. NASDAQ futures up close to 5%. Investors looking to get well today after the Dow and S&P both lost around 3% Monday. NASDAQ was off 0.25%. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.